children come. Don't dare drive them away. In them the kingdom comes. Hear the holy, foolish things they say. The springtime of their life decides the adults they'll become. So let the children come. Please let the children come.
Welcome to Children's Bible Journey, with stories and songs just for kids. We have a dramatized Bible story coming up, and we'll also open up God's treasure chest to answer a question from a kid just like you and me. But let's get today's program started by singing praises to our awesome God.
Praise the Lord together, singing Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. Praise the Lord together, singing Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. Praise the Lord together, singing.
Praise the Lord together, singing.
Praise the Lord together, singing.
Alleluia,
Alleluia,
singing.
Praise the Lord together, singing.
Praise the Lord together, singing.
Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. Praise the Lord together, singing.
Jesus sure makes your heart feel happy. We'll do some more singing in a few minutes. Now let's get back to our continuing Bible story from the Bible in Living Sound.
You what?
You are what?
I apologize for stipulating such a high tax for you. I took 20 talents. 10 would have been sufficient. So I'm returning 18 talents. The extra is from me as interest, and to show you that I am sorry, and to pay you back for your inconvenience.
You really are sorry, or insane.
What's
or
your
both.
Scheme now, Zacchaeus?
That's about the way it's been with everyone. They're sure I'm up to some new scheme to make more money.
Well, perhaps you should give up the idea.
Which idea? Paying back what I wrongfully got, or collecting only what is due?
Paying it back.
No, I'm convinced that I should pay it back. I'm sure the scriptures teach it, so that's what I'm going to continue doing.
But no one has told you that is the right thing to do. The Pharisees, the leaders and priests, none of them, not even Jesus, have told you to make restitution.
Well, I'm sure I shouldn't take something that is not rightfully mine. I don't need to be told that. To keep something that is not mine is equally as bad. I don't need to be told that. Something inside of me tells me I must pay it all back. So do the scriptures. So I must.
Even if it makes us poor again?
I'd rather be rich in heaven for an eternity than rich here for just a few years, wouldn't you? Even if it makes us poor again.
I won't be poor. Not with such a wonderful husband at my side.
I wish I could see Jesus just once and hear from his own lips what I should do.
Zacchaeus, I heard that Jesus is coming to Jericho. Jesus is coming to Jericho. He is almost here, just outside of town, a multitude of people following him.
He always has a crowd with him. He must be a wonderful teacher and man. I just have to see him.
They say Jesus is just entering Jericho.
I'm going to see him.
Oh, how? There's such a large crowd with him that some go before him, some alongside, and some behind him. You couldn't get near him.
I'm going to try.
Try if you must, but it will do no good. With your small stature, you couldn't even see the top of his head over the crowd.
Well, if I don't get to see him, I must hear him. I have to try. This may be my last chance. Why, there are a lot of people. The most I've ever seen here in Jericho. I'll probably get trampled underfoot, but I'm going to try to get through anyway. Oh, pardon me, please.
Out of the way, runt.
This looks like a promising place to get through. Please, may I get through? I want to see Jesus.
See Jesus? Why do you think the rest of us are here? Out of the way.
Oh, it's no use. But I must see Jesus. I've got to. I've got to. Somehow. Ah, that large tree up ahead there, with branches spreading over the pathway. If I run fast enough, I can get there and climb out over the path and see Jesus as he passes underneath. I will see him from here. All kinds of people following Jesus. Strangers from faraway lands, merchants, priests, Pharisees, Roman officers and soldiers. I wonder how many of those down there have been healed by Jesus. Well, Lazarus certainly is there. And those lepers and... Oh, there he is. Oh, what a kind face he has. And eyes. Those directly around him must be his disciples, and that... But they're stopping. Jesus is directly underneath. Jesus is looking up at me. He knows that I am a sinner.
Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide at thy house.
How did he know my name and that I was up in the tree? Truly, he is a son of God.
Make way. Clear a path. There's a way through here. Let's run through.
Lord and Master,
please.
I am unworthy that thou shouldst even look upon my sinful self. Behold, Lord, here in public I shall confess my sins and make repentance. Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor. And that which I have taken from any man by false accusation, I restore him fourfold.
This day is salvation come to thy house, for the Son of Man is come to seek and save that which was lost.
Zacchaeus and his household had been shut off from the temple and its services by the contempt of its priests and worshipers. But now, the most favored household in all Jericho, they gather in their own home about the divine teacher and hear for themselves the words of life.
Look, continue the Bible story tomorrow. And if you would like to have these stories to listen to at home, you can call the Bible in Living Sound at 1-800-634-0234. That's 1-800-634-0234. Now here's some more music before we have to say goodbye.
Even the dark. us tonight for our meeting? In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Sam. Okay, whose turn is it to read a favorite Bible text this week?
Me, Pastor Prez.
Great. Okay, Bible Club members, let's give Rhiannon our full attention again.
My text is found in Proverbs chapter 12, verse 19.
The book of Proverbs contains wise sayings by King Solomon. Some say he was the wisest man who ever lived. Go ahead and read.
Truthful lips endure forever, but a lying tongue lasts only a moment.
That's a great text, Rhiannon. What does that say to you?
It says that if you tell the truth, those words will always be true. But if you lie, your words are only good for about 30 minutes.
Did someone say something untruthful to you recently?
Not exactly. I said something untruthful.
Really? What happened?
Well, my mom asked me if I remembered to do something for her, and I said yes, when I really hadn't. Well, later, I had to make up another lie to cover the first one. Each time I said something that wasn't true, I soon had to say something else so that no one would figure out what I'd done. By the end of the day, that one little lie had turned into a bunch of little lies. So I finally told the truth. Boy, that felt good. My lies lasted only a few minutes, but one truth lasted days and days. Solomon sure was right. When I told my mom what I'd done, she was upset with me, but she said she was glad that I learned my lesson. So, Pastor Prez, do you see this tongue?
Yes, I do.
Well, from now on, you're only going to hear the truth from it. No more lies.
That's very good news, Rhiannon. Something we all need to learn. And, Rhiannon?
Yes?
You can put your tongue back in your mouth now.
Okay.
This program was brought to you by the Children's Ministries Department of the General Conference of Seventh-day Adventists.
wait until some deed of greatness you may do.
Do not
wait to shed your light afar. To the many duties ever near you now be true. Brighten the corner where you are. Brighten the corner where
Jesus
you are. Brighten the corner where you are. Someone far from harbor you may guide across the bar. Brighten the corner where you are. Brighten the corner where you are. Brighten the corner where you are. Someone far from harbor you may guide across the bar. Brighten the corner where so let the sun shine in. Face it with a grin. Smilers never lose. Frowners never win. So let the sun shine in. Face it with a grin. Open up your heart and let the sun shine in. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Every day I'll let my little light shine. Hide it under a bushel,
no,
I'm gonna let it shine. Hide it under a bushel,
no,
I'm gonna let it shine. Hide it under a bushel,
no,
I'm gonna let it shine. Every day I'll let my little light shine, shine, shine.
Boys and girls, this is Ms. Kathy. I'm so happy you've joined me today for another story just for you. Just Like Frank by Doris B. Colligan. During all of Ray Brown's 14 years, he had heard the same question. Why can't you be more like Frank? Ray adored his 22-year-old brother who had recently gone into the Army. But try as he would, he could never come up to Frank's reputation. Ray was all thumbs and kept bumping into things. When he tried to fix something, it turned out worse than when he'd started. Oh, if you were only more like Frank, his exasperated parents would say. Ray wasn't outstanding in school. He always passed, but with no brilliant marks. He was a plugger, while things had always come easily to Frank. When he didn't understand some of his schoolwork, teachers who had taught Frank a few years earlier would say, "Why can't you be more like your brother, Frank?" But with all his faults, Ray kept trying. Sometimes he would run errands or do favors for the neighbors. They were always polite to him, but Ray imagined they were saying, "Why aren't you more like your brother?" Sometimes Ray thought even Frank's dog Rex didn't think he was much good. He would never mind Ray and would answer his call when he was good and ready. Even Rex was probably thinking, "Why can't you be more like my master?" There was a guy. Ray had taken over the paper route that Frank had once had. He was sometimes slow in his deliveries, but he made up for this by being extra careful to put the papers where the wind or playful puppies couldn't destroy them. All his accounts were good, except for Mrs. Marshall. He used to put in the money for her and sometimes made several trips to her home before she had the proper change. He became well acquainted both with Mrs. Marshall and her little 3-year-old Jimmy. Mrs. Marshall, a newcomer to town and 300 miles away from her former home, was happy to talk to Ray. Her husband was overseas with 3 more months in the military service before he could return. Also, Mrs. Marshall was one of the few people who hadn't known Frank, so she never compared Ray to his older brother. One day, Ray found Mrs. Marshall upset. She told him she needed to go to the hospital right away, for her second baby was due. Her mother couldn't arrive in town for several hours yet. "What shall I do about Jimmy?" Mrs. Marshall worried. Don't you mind about Jimmy, Mrs. Marshall, Ray said. I'll take him home with me until your mother comes. You just go ahead and call a taxi. I'll wait here until it arrives. Jimmy, who was fond of Ray, was excited at the prospect of going home with him, so he didn't even make a fuss when his mother went away in the taxi. He was just in a hurry to get to Ray's house and have Ray play with him. Ray's surprised mother was very understanding about the little guest Ray had brought home. She acted as if it were the most usual thing in the world for him to take care of a 3-year-old. She made a quick decision. I don't believe Mrs. Marshall should be alone at the hospital. If I stay with her until her mother arrives, do you think you could get supper for Dad and Jimmy? Ray was sure he could. He decided to make pancakes and fried eggs and have some ice cream for dessert. Both his dad and little Jimmy praised the supper. Good, Jimmy said with appreciation. A chef from the Waldorf couldn't have done better, Mr. Brown added. Ray smiled proudly, recalling he hadn't spilled or dropped a single thing. I guess I was so busy that I forgot to think what Frank might have done, he thought to himself. Jimmy helped Ray clear the table, and they all did the dishes together. Ray kept Jimmy playing cards until Mrs. Brown came home. A lovely older edition of Mrs. Marshall came home with Ray's mother. She was Mrs. Marshall's mother, Mrs. Graves. So this is the young man who has been so helpful to my daughter, Mrs. Graves beamed. My daughter wanted me to tell you she has a beautiful little sister for Jimmy. I'll take him off your hands now. I don't know what we would have done without you. Ray was really pleased with the unaccustomed praise. Maybe, he thought, I can find other things to do so folks won't keep comparing me to Frank. He decided he would begin right away by taking some of the profits from his newspaper route to send some flowers to Mrs. Marshall. He picked out a pretty dish garden to send her at the hospital. When Mrs. Brown learned about this, she said, "Why, son, what a thoughtful thing to do." I kept thinking about her husband so far away and her being a stranger, Ray said. I thought she wouldn't be getting many flowers. You seem so grown up all of a sudden, Ray's mother said, giving him a big hug. I'm trying to be just like Frank, Ray admitted. Just keep on being like Ray, his mother replied with a smile.
The story you have heard today is from God's Greatest Stories, written by various authors and compiled by Randy Fischel, and used with permission from the Pacific Press Publishing Association. If you're interested in any other books published by the Seventh-day Adventist Church, please visit AdventistBookCenter.com or call 1-800-765-6955.
This podcast is a production of the Carolina Conference of the Seventh-day Adventist Church.
Let the children come. Don't dare drive them away. In them the kingdom comes. Hear the holy, foolish things they say. The springtime of their life decides the adults they'll become. So let the children come. Please let the children come.
Children's Bible Journey was brought to you by 3ABN Australia Radio and is a production of Life Talk Radio at lifetalk.net.